Sam Altman told Time he expects his lab to reach artificial general intelligence by the end of this year. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 27th, 2026. That claim lands next to a blunt new warning from Bill Gates, and both push the same question. Can society absorb a fast, concentrated jump in capability? A demo post in the Singularity community pulled 3,550 upvotes this week for a one-line promise, a still photo turned into convincing motion using an image-to-video model. These clips are crisp enough that creators are already using them for short ads and social content. But the thread balances the wow with concrete worries. Users flag consent and copyright risks. Watch this, because animation that used to take days is now a cheap, one-click utility, and that changes who can make realistic moving images overnight. People familiar with negotiations say a major chipmaker has held talks that could value Hugging Face at over $13 billion, according to the report the Singularity community discussed. If true, that would put a key open-source model hub under much heavier financial influence than before. And commenters worried about neutrality being replaced by hardware-aligned product choices. Keep an eye on this because ownership shifts like that reshape what toolchains and models new developers end up using. A developer in the AI agents community posted that their multi-agent system suddenly ran up huge token bills and they can't find the leak. For context, API billing charges for both prompt tokens and completion tokens. Every back and forth across several agents compounds costs quickly. The thread offered practical fixes, instrument per agent token use, cache repeated requests, shorten histories, and offload cheap checks to local code. This matters because a prototype that looks cheap at first can bankrupt a small team if agents multiply unchecked. Sam Altman's timeline, AGI by the end of this year, spoken in a Time interview, is the kind of concrete deadline-style claim that forces everyone else to pick a lane. Let's be precise. That sentence came from the CEO of one of the most influential labs, reported in a national magazine, and it does two things at once. It signals confidence to investors and customers, while it also compels regulators, competitors, and safety researchers to respond. What's missing from the public record is the technical evidence you'd need to independently verify the claim. There's no published benchmark suite, no open training logs, and no reproducible tests released alongside the interview. That gap is the core of today's argument. A high-profile timetable without transparent evaluation criteria turns reasonable debate into betting.
There are two separate ways to assess a claim like this. First, look at the engineering argument people gave in the Singularity community. Simple exponential trends in compute, dataset scale, and model size have historically produced predictable improvements in test loss and performance. The math of scaling laws, where larger models and more compute typically yield better results in a power law relationship, is a real anchor. It's not magic. It's curve fitting on past data that has a track record. But the second, equally important piece is the domain that scaling does not buy you automatically. Alignment, evaluation, and the ability to generalize safely in the wild. Extrapolating performance metrics to human-level generality glosses over qualitative gaps that researchers still debate. That's why the reaction from online communities has been split between enthusiasm and procedural caution. Some users pointed to the scaling argument and said, in effect, watch the curves. Others, engineers, policy folks, and safety-minded commenters, pushed back with practical demands. Publish the evaluation suite. Let independent labs run the same tests. Freeze and audit real-world deployments and publish safety incident logs. The substantive ask here is simple and enforceable. If you tell the world you're reaching AGI-level capability, publish the tests that would let a third party check whether the model can, for example, plan across unfamiliar domains, reason physically, or maintain long-term goals without catastrophic drift.
Into that vacuum steps the other major development I want to unpack, Bill Gates's recent public pivot. In a Semaphore interview and a blog post, he said the situation is now alarming across multiple domains, biology, cybersecurity, and the labor market, and he used blunt language that shocked some readers. He said, quote, "This is crazy. This is insane." And he warned that the combined speed and breadth of these systems could wreak economic catastrophe. He also offered some concrete policy ideas, designating certain roles as human reserved, taxing compute or tokens, and stronger oversight of frontier models. Those are not abstract suggestions. They're proposals aimed at structural levers. Who gets to build, how we measure harm, and who pays for the societal transition. Gates's piece also brought a striking number into the discussion. He argued that advances have raised the bioterrorism risk dramatically, saying it's now many times larger than the natural pandemic risk baseline. That claim grabbed attention and set off technical pushback in both expert and community threads, because measuring those risks is inherently uncertain. What matters, though, is the policy consequence. When a prominent funder or public voice calls for government intervention, the debate shifts from, could this happen, to who will regulate and how fast. That's the political pressure cooker the Time interview set the match to. So where does this leave engineers, policymakers, and the rest of us? I want to sketch three practical fault lines that follow from these two headlines, and then suggest what to watch for in the weeks ahead.
First fault line, definition and measurement. The Altman claim makes visible the long-standing problem. We lack a consensus operational definition of AGI that's testable across tasks and settings. Without that, any lab can argue success by cherry-picking tasks their model excels at. The remedy here is procedural. Create a multi-stakeholder testbed with independent verification, like the way safety critical fields run blind evaluations. Think of a shared suite that includes reasoning under resource constraints, transfer to novel domains, safety stress tests, and red team scenarios. If a lab will claim AGI, they should sign up to that suite and publish results under supervision. Second fault line, deployment governance. Gates's call for roles reserved for humans and for taxes on compute is less about signaling than about designing friction. If some jobs are off limits to automation because of social value or risk profile, regulators will need clear, defensible categories, not ad hoc lists. Taxing compute or tokens is a pragmatic idea because it targets the marginal activity that scales capability. It's also administratively tractable. Billing already exists in the cloud. The counterargument, voiced frequently in developer forums, is that poorly designed taxes can push compute underground, favoring well-funded labs that can absorb costs, exactly the concentration risk critics worry about. So watch for proposals that combine financial levers with transparency rules. Taxes plus mandatory logging and third-party audits are less likely to entrench dominance than taxes alone.
Third fault line, operational security and corporate consolidation. The discussion about whether a chip maker might acquire a major open-source model hub, the deal reportedly valuing that hub at over $13 billion, ties into the earlier point on concentration. If infrastructure and distribution converge under a few commercial owners, standards for openness and neutrality shift. The result can be faster productization and more integrated tool chains, sure, but it also tends to narrow the set of models that are widely usable in practice. That has consequences for reproducibility and for smaller researchers who rely on neutral hosting to publish models and datasets. The governance implication is clear. Any serious regulatory conversation about capability should also include rules or incentives to preserve interoperability and independent auditing paths. I also want to call out a social dynamic that the AI agents community has been warning about: operational fragility. One small thread made this painfully concrete. A support agent issued a refund after reading a ticket that included malicious instructions. Another flagged runaway token bills in multi-agent swarms. These are not theoretical edge cases. They're examples of how scale plus autonomy plus user-provided content produces new failure modes. From a safety perspective, you can have the most careful training regime in the lab and still be vulnerable to simple attack vectors in the field unless you design for minimum privileges, whitelisting, and human-in-the-loop gating for critical actions.
That points to a practical, near-term move. Demand better observability. The AI agents thread about a unified workspace to debug agent loops is exactly the kind of engineering response we need. If teams instrument agent state, message histories, and decision paths, they can spot prompt injections, runaway loops, or spiraling token usage before those issues cause real damage. This is low-hanging fruit compared to the grand alignment problems, and the community reaction was instructive. Developers want tools that surface the internal state without adding latency or costs. Expect to see an ecosystem of observability, replay, and agent sandboxing tools accelerate in the coming months. Let me connect these threads back to the scaling argument. Yes, scale produces capability, but not necessarily safe, deployable, or trustworthy capability. The necessary condition for improved performance is scaling. The sufficient condition for beneficial impact is a web of tests, audits, deployment rules, and incentives that align commercial success with public safety. Right now, public signals look misaligned. Bold timelines without published benchmarks and wealthy labs with privileged access to compute create a classic coordination problem. Everyone wants the upside. Nobody wants to pay the public costs if they materialize. So what should you watch for next? Three concrete signals. 1. Does the lab that made the AGI claim publish a verification suite and allow independent evaluation? 2. Do governments begin proposing compute-targeted taxes or mandatory logging for high-risk models? 3. Do major infrastructure owners consolidate access to model hubs in a way that changes where developers run models? Each of those moves will change incentives fast.
I want to close this deep section with a community-sourced perspective that sums up the tension. In the singularity conversation, one commenter put it plainly. If the model is as capable as they say, the right response is not to cheer or panic, it's to demand the reproducible tests that let the whole ecosystem respond rationally. That line captures the central demand, verification over declaration. If labs want public trust, they'll have to treat evidence as part of the product. If a lab says AGI is imminent but won't publish tests, treat it like a company making a drug claim without clinical trials. Ask for the data before you rearrange institutions around the promise. I'm Alex Morgan. Debug the hype.